Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, it's Koi from the Koi Pond.
Hey, just calling in at 2 a.m.?
Yeah, it's not technically 2 a.m. In California, it's like 11, so technically it's not that weird.
Where's the contract? I never signed up for this.
Welcome back. We do this for the fans, obviously. ZV, the corner.
Yeah.
obviously, and we try to cut down on the laughing, obviously, but sometimes it gets to be a little bit too much. We have a lot of fun on the show here.
Of course.
I mean, and we witnessed some funny things tonight in the Snapchat. Yeah, that's for sure.
What'd you see?
I think one of them, she was crying in it, but, I don't know. Maybe the ganja does that to you. I don't know. I wouldn't know. When we first got on the air, when was that? When did we first get on the air? You remember?
Yeah, long time ago.
Maybe 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, 2-3.
What a lot of people don't understand is this is a thought-out process. This isn't just some simple sort of...
Right. You don't just call on the spot and ask, like, can I just talk? Like, you have to think this out.
We have an itinerary here, guys. And today we're going to talk about the effects of music on conceptualism.
Whoa.
But before we even tap into anything, we need to talk about the sponsor, of course, Buffalo Coins.
Right. Buffalo Coins. You've been through it all.
I mean, when we were young, we used to think a lot about music and its effect on conceptualism, right?
Right, right.
And I remember you used to talk a lot about the sort of turtle sort of metaphor, that life is like a turtle.
Yeah. It is. Yep.
And kind of elaborate on that a bit.
Well, you see, the turtle's slow, correct?
Correct.
The world is ever so changing beneath us, and it's so slow, and eventually, you know, we become one. And a turtle, if it wants, you know, to get away from the media, the hate, the violence, it can hide in its shell. It's protective housing. Now, the U.S., if we ever go to war, we want isolation. We hide in our shell, and we hide from the rest of the world.
And I understand, when you were growing up, your dad used to teach you how to prepare for, say, a fallout. And you guys used to have a bunker when you guys were young.
Yes.
Can you elaborate?
God damn. He would actually send us into the basement in the bunker for about a week's time. We do this once a month to prepare. I grew up in a military family. Once a month for about a week straight, we'd sit down there. We get one granola bar every 7 hours. And then key breaks, we have a bucket in the back. So that's how we would prepare.
And I think that's a very interesting concept on life. Me being Koi, me being a fish that kind of just swims through life, I kind of see life as other life is dying. I think that's my turn to check out as well.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, you obviously grew up in a military family. I don't have to explain. But kind of elaborate on sort of the sort of methods of that your dad would implement when in the bunker. Sort of elaborate on
in
that.
In the bunker?
Yeah, in the bunker. We say we're in the bunker.
He'd do roll call, and he'd go, Gino! Then you have to say, aye, aye, Captain.
And that's part of the reason why in my cell phone, you're right, in is Captain Crunch, correct?
And then he'd go, aye. Aye, aye, Captain. My mom would do the same.
And
and roll call, sort of roll call, like first day of school, kind of a name game, getting to know your family.
Boy.
Right.
And so my dad took it very seriously, because you never know when the fallout's going to be.
Exactly.
Not too many people think about it. They're too worried about what they're going to wear or what they're going to do the next day when we are worried about our lives.
And I think it boils down to the ultimate question, what kind of man do you want to be?
Bear skin.
A double XC or a bear skin guy, you know, you never know.
I'm a bear skin kind of guy.
You're a bear skin kind of guy. I'm more of a double XC.
Nick, classic. I want to be as half the man my dad used to be.
Your dad must
be half the man he was is the goal.
When I was growing up, we used to always talk about, and sorry, my ice machine is loud in the office. We used to always talk about sort of the effects of consumerism on children's mindsets. Because you see in like Toy Story, Toy Story backs up a major toy market. Because everybody wants those toys in the movies, right?
Right.
And I think that's something that's a blessing and a curse, right?
Right. It could be, yeah.
Because it leads us down to the question, yes, do we like Toy Story? Of course. Are we glad it was made?
Of course.
Yeah. Of course we are. But what would the world be like without Toy Story? Would it be a better place?
You know, I honestly think it could be.
And that's something we have to discuss.
Right.
Because I hate it when we just throw something in on the podcast and then we agree on it, because I kind of like to have a little bit of tension between the two of us.
Well, how about them bears?
Don't get me started.
How about we get our buddy on the line? What's his name, ZV?
Who?
What's the buddy's name?
Buddy.
Your favorite in your podcast?
ZV.
ZV?
Yeah.
Let's get him on the line. Can we do dual calls? Dual calls?
We'll be able to do a special. We could do it. We could call into his station, us two, tomorrow when we're together.
My buddy ZV, if you hear me, go to buffalocoins.com and use code 4grams. For free 20% off your first coin. Because I know you. You haven't bought one of those coins yet. Anyway. Come on over sometime for some coffee.
Coffee and cigarettes.
That's right.
And when we talk about candles, we sort of think of candles a lot like sort of a spaghetti noodle is to life. A candle is to a spaghetti noodle as a spaghetti noodle is to life, right?
Right.
And you laugh, we laugh now, but it's true, right?
It is, it is.
And could you sort of elaborate on how it is true?
Or, you know, this wasn't part of the contract.
And I think when we think about, like, pets, like, not human pets, but dogs.
Okay.
You know, when you're in an abusive relationship, you get treated like a dog. My dog gets treated like a king, so I wouldn't really matter getting treated like my dog, right?
I treat my dog like the king. My dog thinks he runs the place, that little pipsqueak Patty. He's a man eater. You know what he eats for breakfast?
What?
Steak.
No. What does he eat for lunch?
You know what he eats for lunch?
Steak.
Human. He doesn't even need dinner. He goes straight to dessert, and you know what he gets?
Human.
Dog.
He Yeah, we mostly just feed my dog dog food, but yeah, whatever. When we think about sort of life as sort of an earthy sort of, have you ever been grounded like in earth? Not like grounded, like your parents.
Yeah, right.
And life is a lot like a peach is to a napkin, right?
A peach?
Yeah.
I'd say more of an apple, but yeah, it's whatever.
Well, what about the sweetness of a peach in comparison to the sweetness of an apple? It's sort of a different sweetness, correct?
But what about the hardiness of the apple?
But life
has the pants in the relationship.
And I think people forget we give out relationship advice on the show.
I know. I mean, who else is there to ask for advice between us? You know?
It literally
no
goes
one else.
Us and then, I don't know.
ZV.
Who are you going to ask? Your parents?
Yeah, right.
You ask us.
You ask us, the
and
men of the app.
And we do completely anonymous stuff. In fact, we just got a thing from, this guy. His name is Josh Christopher, and he's from Howell.
Sounds like two first names.
And we talk a lot about fidget spinners and their relation to sort of the balance and yin-yang, right?
Right.
And I remember you used to tell me, you actually texted me this today, I cannot wait for the afterlife, which kind of freaked me out a little.
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, have you ever wanted to live in the afterlife, Koi?
What? Me being a Koi, I don't know what there is after.
You're immortal. You don't worry about the afterlife. I'm worried about the fallout and what's going to happen after to this damned nation.
And amen to that, brother. But I remember, wait, can you tell us a little bit more about your life growing up in the military family? Just some average day to day. What was a day like for you?
Well, I'd wake up at 2 a.m. and we'd do roll call. My dad would ring the cowbell. And we're all down there for breakfast.
Wait,
and after
dude.
We ate breakfast, we
breakfast was like, what did you, what did your dad feed you for breakfast?
For breakfast, he gave us raw steak. And then he would, to wake us up even more, he'd get a raw fish and slap us in the face. And we had T-minus 10 minutes to do 450 push-ups. And then we took the cold showers together.
And tell us a little bit about these cold showers.
No. Sir, that is confidential and classified information brought to you by the state and government of the United States of America.
I can tell you one thing about a cold shower. You never hook up after a cold shower because of one word.
Drinkage. You know, that's something my dad would always say when we went to the beach. You can't pee in the ocean because it shrivels up.
Is that actually
like a little hermit.
Like a little hermit. You know what they used to call you? They used to call you hermit crab back in high school, I understand, right?
Yeah, well, that's back when I gave a couple girls, you know, crabs, but hey.
You know, you always, you know, nothing wrong with having a little bit of barnacles on your dinghy, right?
You are correct. It just adds to the pleasure.
It's ribs for your pleasure.
It is.
If my life could be summed up in a few words, it would be ribbed for pleasure.
So, what are you doing?
So, tell us a little bit about day-to-day life with your new orphan family.
You know, that's confidential. I don't want to give anything out because, you know, I did tell you on the last podcast, I am dead, according to my real family. So I did have to move across the world. I can't really tell you where I'm living. It's definitely not in Uganda, I'll tell you that. But, yeah, I have a nice family with a beautiful ebony wife and 17 beautiful children.
And you laugh a lot on this podcast, and there's another one. Can we get a word in about, I understand you have been participating in various sort of
rituals,
ways to get out of the tax system.
Well, see, they think I'm dead, and I don't pay a single tax. I don't get taxed on anything. I'm a free man.
Exactly. And when you were growing up, you didn't have the same sort of things that most kids had. You were growing up in a military family.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't have clothes to wear.
Nope. I didn't have a bed to sleep on. Clean underwear. We had to learn the hard way.
Please elaborate.
On what?
The whole learning the hard way.
Well, we didn't get a mattress to sleep on. They called it, my dad would call, get the sack. And we'd all huddle up in a ball and sleep together. And we'd use each other as a pillow in our blanket.
Wait, why would your dad say, get the sack? There were no sacks.
Because as one, we look like a sack. We come together as one.
And tell us a little bit about learning the hard way with clean underwear.
Well, we'd be lucky to get well, my dad, you know what skid marks are. My dad would call them tank lines because it looks like the tank went through the mud. Because we're a military family. So I'd be lucky to get tanked underwear if I were you.
My cheeks are hurting. They actually do.
Oh, what cheeks? My spidey sense.
Is ZV over there? We talk a lot about, please elaborate sort of on the not having any clothes whatsoever.
Well, being in a military family, we spend all of our money on guns. Dad had one granola bar and steak for breakfast. So all of the other money went straight to guns. We didn't have clothes. We wore underwear and marine boots. Knee-high boots.
So I understand you wore underwear and knee-high boots.
Yes, yes.
Elaborate.
There's nothing to elaborate. Well,
tell us about
we had to shower in our boots. Because they could never come off. And,
really?
Right. And we had to keep the same underwear on for about, I think it was 16 days at a time.
16 days. Is that true?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't remember. You know, back in Nam, I lost all my memory.
Nam, you say? You grew up in Nam, I understand?
Yeah, I was born in Nam during the war.
What war?
My military dad actually raped this Vietnamese person. It's my mom now.
We can't use that in the show.
Oh, sorry.
Too much. We run a muck show here, but not that big of a muck show.
Oh, it's the muck show.
So give us your thoughts on sort of the modern-day nuclear family.
A wife and two kids.
and a husband.
So do you think it's wrong for someone to be like, I don't think nuclear family is right because I'm against nuclear war?
You know, that's a fair opinion. You know, they have a point because a nuclear family, you know, it pretty much means they're a military family. If you assume, like, if you put the word nuclear with anything, you already know they're a bomb. So that's a fair assumption by the general public. Like,
yeah, of course. And sort of elaborate on the fact that I understand you used to think that life was just sort of a revolving door in which we could all come in and out of.
You know, the door, yeah, you're right. The door, a revolving door, it doesn't stop. It keeps going. Am I correct?
Again, this isn't my theory. This is your theory.
Well, okay. A revolving door, it doesn't stop. It keeps on going. Just like the world, it keeps on spinning. It's not going to stop just for you to catch up. You have to be ready, on the point.
Yeah, and if you don't, that guy behind you, he's going to push you into it.
Yeah, and if you miss your opportunity, you just keep going until you get the next open spot.
Exactly. You know,
here's an example.
That is exactly why you bring you on,
right?
What was that?
I should say you're trying out for American Idol. You know?
Of course.
You didn't get it because you suck, all right? There's always next year. That door is always spinning.
But don't you think sort of when it comes to something like that, American Idol being a natural talent thing, singing do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, that's going to be sort of natural. So therefore, you cannot get better at it per se. So do you think it's worth spending your time going after it next year if you're not going to get it?
You know? You're a wise one, Mr. Grinch.
And
you're
a
mean one, Mr. Grinch.
And, you know, I mean, 'tis the season to be a dick, but I don't mean to sort of poop on anybody's parade here, but... But when we're making sort of, say, when we're making a new record, you know, we always got to think about it, right?
Right.
Beforehand, right?
Right.
And I think one of the worst things about sort of making life, I understand you growing up in a military family, you used to have only canned goods. Is it right?
Right. We only had canned goods donated to us. By the great American people.
But you just said you said you didn't live in America.
Well, not anymore.
But I thought you were born in Vietnam.
Well, I never said, okay, I lived in America. I was born in Nam, all right? Traveled around the world. I visited pretty much every place.
Have you visited
I lived in America for about 43 years, and then I died, according to everybody else. And let me tell you, it's a great life down here in Uganda. I mean, Puerto Rico.
The great people at Buffalo were able to support you, I understand, right?
Yes. Before I actually passed, I took a donation from Buffalo Coins. They sent me $45,000 worth of coins that I just have saved up in my piggy bank.
So that's about 45 million if all sold at the correct value, correct?
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah. And I think when we get call-ins from various people, we kind of joke about it, right?
Yeah.
But when it comes to your love life with whoever you're with right now, I can honestly not keep up.
Well, you know,
like you said, the world's going to keep on spinning.
Right. You know,
and Cole, there's nothing wrong with that.
life's hard sometimes, you know? We're all struggling at one point. We're all down in the dumps. But you know what? If you look past it, the grass is greener on the other side.
Well, what's the other side?
Well, the other side, you know, of the DMZ, the border between North Korea and South Korea. It's always greener on the other side. It's always happier on the east of the Mississippi.
And I've heard that saying before, more than once, believe it or not. Of course I have.
And can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course.
Are you married?
Me? You're asking me. I told, what did I tell you last time we were on the show? I'm never going to get married.
Well, what about, what's his name? ZV?
Yeah, I think so.
He might be open. Oh,
he,
I just got a cat.
You did?
From Rush Puppies. You know,
really?
She wants to... yeah. Old time friend. You know,
Rush
back
puppies,
in the day. Rush Puppies, yeah.
Rush Puppies, eh? You like Rush Puppies?
Okay. You know,
do they have
a couple? You know, I grew up in the military family. We only ate steak and fried fish. I've only had about 4 Hush Puppies.
Yeah, I mean, I understand, like, where you're coming from when it comes to, like, life and sort of the inverted ways of a spiritual being, but kind of elaborate on what I just said, if you don't mind.
Elaborate on what?
What I just said, if you don't mind.
What did you just
like,
say?
It's like...
The who, what, where?
Who, what, what? When we talk about sort of... Come on, vent to me. When we talk about sort of the life of Pi. You remember that movie?
Oh, of course.
And do you kind of see yourself in Pi a little?
It depends. Am I cherry pie and apple pie? Or, you know, it depends. But in the end, I see myself as a pie.
Apple, Honeycrisp?
I'd say cherry. Good old cherry pie.
Cherry pie, huh? Cherry is in cherry pie.
Right, right. Fortunately, I've never had one. You know, I grew up in a military family. We only had steak and fried fish, so, and about 4 Hush Puppies. So I never got to have pie.
Wait, your story is changing a bit. It's kind of scaring me.
Oh, what's that? Wow.
You used to say steak and granola bars, not steak, fried fish, and Hush Puppies.
Oh, I gotta go. My wife's calling me for dinner.
what's your favorite, who's your celebrity crush? Don't be afraid to say it.
I'd have to go with a nice, sleek Serena Williams.
Serena Williams being Serena Williams.
Right, right. The hockey player.
She plays a sport. I believe it is a sport.
Bad.
I'm not sure. Badminton. You've been a badminton.
Talk dirty to me. That's off the podcast.
This is live.
Oh, hey, family.
Just say hi to Vivi.
Hey, BB.
And obviously, we talk a lot about koi and what it means to be koi.
Right.
And what it means to find yourself.
and to find the inner emotion from everybody else.
And when you're trying to find sort of a conceptualist idea on life after the afterlife. Kind of elaborate on that.
The life after the afterlife. You know?
Is it worth living?
It isn't. It really isn't. You know, my great grandpa, he died and came back to life and told me everything. I swear.
Was this a lucid dream?
Might be, but, you know, people don't know that. Go along with it.
The story is a story.
Right. And it's just not worth it. It's not as fun. It's not paradise.
Paradise. Kind of elaborate. Paradise. We have paradise. We don't have apple a dice.
No. Like, a pair of dice. Like, you roll them and you got a number between 1 and 6.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know where.
I've got tickets to paradise, baby. Two tickets to paradise.
Won't you pack your bags and leave tonight? I've got.
Oh, this isn't karaoke night.
I wish it was. I wish it was, kid.
Where's ZV? We need you, buddy.
Please.
He probably has the voice of an angel.
The voice of an angel.
Oh, yeah.
We talk a lot about sort of our fans and how they make us cool and stuff, but do we ever talk about our heaters?
You know, but we don't. We don't talk about our heaters.
Shall we elaborate?
You know, it's a blessing and a curse. You know? I'll elaborate for you. In the winter, we want heaters. We want to stay warm. But in the summer, we don't want our heater because then we're too warm. You know? It's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah, of course. And why do you think there is a body temperature?
Well, I don't know. I just came from the military family.
And I
boy, I just know how to aim and shoot.
I'd like to sort of elaborate that I texted Santino at about 2, and I said, hey, you want to do a real podcast? It'll only take 2 minutes. And we're in 33 minutes right now. So.
And I have to go eat dinner.
Growing up in the military family, still on that strict diet.
I was actually supposed to be up for roll call 33 minutes ago.
Which sucks.
Right. Well, you know, I think this is coming to an end right now tonight because I got to feed the fish and the alligator. But, you know, thanks for having me on here, Coy. It's been a blessing. It's been awesome.
Well, you don't have to thank me for having you on here. This is the Coy Pond with Santino. You are part of the Coy Pond.
We also have to thank our lovely fan, ZV, for, you know, being with us through the start. ZV sees some real potential in us young boys. I don't think there's anything weird about it at all, you know? It's just an older gent liking on some young boys.
Of course. Nothing wrong with
that. Maybe he thinks we're cute. Nothing wrong with that.
And I think when you think about, you talk a lot about spiritualism, correct?
No, I don't. I got a buddy who does, Logan F.
He does, that's for sure.
So, all right, Coy, I might have to hit the hay here pretty soon.
What do you have tomorrow? Nothing that you can't do without me.
That wait, told me my
what?
Do you have like a sheet, like a picture sheet or something?
Picture sheet.
Yeah, you need to bring it tomorrow.
Oh yeah, you do.
You have that?
Yeah. I have
one.
What
does it look like?
It's like a form and like an op. I don't know. It's like.
Does it say?
What?
What color is it?
It's like white and black.
Mine says my name on it, and I don't know if I'm supposed to fill it out.
No, are you ordering pictures? Probably not, because we're already getting senior pictures, so there's no point in getting those pictures. You just have to bring it.
Okay. Wait, did you fill anything out on it?
I don't know. I just gave it to my mom. I don't think she did. She might be buying some. I don't know.
Is it still sealed?
What?
Is it still sealed?
Sealed?
Yeah, like the envelope. Is it still sealed?
Oh, no, it's like a bigger piece of paper. It's like a folded out piece of paper. Unfolded piece of paper.
Yeah, it has my name on it. I had to search around for it because my mom isn't here.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'll see you tomorrow morning, right?
Yep. Rise and shine. I'll be there at like 10:30.
10:30, really? What if we don't make it?
Yeah. Oh.
Wait, do you want to do 10 or 10:30?
What?
What time, 10 or 10:30?
What time do you want me to come over?
I feel like if we do 10, would we be cutting it close if we do 10:30? Or would we be fine? Because it only takes a minute, right?
Yeah, I don't know how long it's going to take. It could take a minute, it could take a half an hour, but do you want me to come at like 10:15 then?
Yeah, that should be good. But how do I do my hair tomorrow? Do I blow dry?
Middle part, use some blonde shampoo, conditioner, and blow dry it.
But do I put in my blonde spray before I blow dry?
Yeah.
Really? Do I want to be that blonde?
Yes.
Ladies are more attracted to the darker haired guys, I hear.
And the darker men.
The Hawaiian shirts.
The Jenners would have a tough time.
Yeah, they would.
All right, so I'm actually going to go.
Okay, see ya.
All right, see ya.